Welcome again to another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. This is Session 45, Part 1, and the players were Richard, Jameis, and Chris. Sharon was out for this one. Some new news on the podcast front this week. I've been using Google services for role-playing various games, Hangouts for communicating, Roll20 as an app in the Hangout, and Google Groups to keep all that game information in one place. To bring all these different games together, Steam, Steal, and Murder now has a Google group. If you're a listener, player, or potential player, join the group to keep up with what games are being played and when. But now, on with the show, Session 45, Part 1. All right, so this should be Session 45 of our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast game. And today we have Richard reprising his role as...
Oh, I am playing Xuanjian Lu, poor, simple, humble martial artist of absolutely no renown whatsoever. What do I got in my cards? I've got Deadly Blow, which doubles melee attacks damage. I've got Ace, which is instead of rolling, you get a single raise. Spurred on, double a pace or travel distance for one day. Flesh wound, an extra gets up unharmed. Epiphany, so you get D6 and everything. And noble sacrifice, jump in the way, take the damage yourself.
I don't think Epiphany gives you a D6 and everything.
Yes, everything. I don't care what I said.
All right. And Jameis reprising his role as...
As Luc Villeneuve, some guy with lots of renown. And my cards happen to be Rally. Everyone gets new cards. All allies in hearing or sight merely have the shaken status removed. Catnap. A bit of downtime to get a full night's rest. Removes all fatigue and get rid of power points. Get a clue. Play this card to get a clue from the Game Master and give up a victory point. Adrenaline Surge. Gain an additional and immediate turn. And Folk Hero. Communities adopt you and your party of heroes. You and your party's local heroes. And you can always find aid there.
Okay. And finally, Chris. Reprising his role.
The Confederate Gunslinger Werewolf. My cards are Teamwork. Your hero and any adjacent allies add +4 to their next trait rolls. The allies must be adjacent when the card is played to receive the bonus. Out of the frying pan. Play to avoid death, capture, or some other bad situation for your hero or any ally. The situation leads to some new trouble, however, as determined by the GM. Lucky Break. Play this card to completely negate the damage from one attack. Peace. Your hero is able to improve the attitude of a group in an encounter, perhaps by recognizing someone in the crowd, showing respect, or offering a bribe. It doesn't work on true enemies, only neutrals who happen to cross paths with... that's where it cuts out.
It's your character. You can double-click on the card to expand the text. It doesn't always fit into the box.
Ah, there it goes. Only neutrals who happen to cross paths with your party. Thank you. Yeah. And the last one, Renown. Play after completing a good deed of some import. You gain a permanent +1 charisma bonus towards those who have heard of you, typically a 50% chance. And those are my cards.
Fun, fun. And so let's have a recap of our last session, which was almost a month ago.
We did some stuff, and we went places.
Stuff was done. Mixed. Four places.
There is now a Gypsy Queen 2.
Bigger, I think, and we better. Spent a lot more time back in... I can't remember the name of the town. Elizabeth? No. Was it Elizabeth? Shannonsburg?
No.
Shannonsburg.
Yeah, Shannonsburg. Because even though we left there, the previous adventure, in fact, still there.
Yes, we have the Gypsy Queen 2, Queen Harder.
Mm-hmm. And we got a whole lot of supplies and stuff, and picked up some odds and ends, and people went shopping and such, getting ready for the trip down south to Mexicali to the place of Okay, bring the map up. The ruins of San Diego. That's where we're going.
No, it isn't. That's nowhere near where we're going.
Is it?
Well, no, it's the closest. We went to a unnamed mesa that was being held by Eldon Strouth, which was kind of near a fort that the Confederate soldiers occupied. We are going to Mexicali after that. We're not heading into the ruins of San Diego.
That you know of. Well,
that we know
of. That we know of.
Although it has a name and the GM has said it once before, so maybe. Yeah.
Yes, could be. And while you were
yes.
I've been trying to find it in the book that I am. Apparently the page numbers don't match up with the index.
I don't see why they should.
It's just another exciting thing for you to try and work around as a GM. Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, we went down to where Eldon Strouth had his highly secret, amazing ghost rock strike. And, yeah. We spent a night around. There. Yeah, we're meant to be brief riding security for advising him on security. I don't know what exactly he expects us to do other than look around and go, this is secure.
Go, this is not secure.
Yeah. Yeah, he had two people there already on site.
They got dismissed, went away.
I presume they went away on the Gypsy Queen.
Yes.
But I don't know how else they would get away. And then...
They just swam.
Eldon Strouth showed us, hey, I'm hiding boats here, and then this is where my super secret ghost rock strike is. It's over in this direction. You need to get on tiny rowing boats in order to get into it. Because it wasn't...
Two tiny rowing boats, I remember.
Yep. The only other thing I remember about it is that Eddie had a cursed book.
That is correct. Eddie picked up the cursed book in Shannonsburg.
I know. The book cover was useful.
Yes.
Wasn't it a map or something?
Yep.
Yes.
Showing a hidden level below a church in Mexicali. Cursed because it was giving him visions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We dissected the book and found the map and everything. And
the tea for tonight is Jam and Linger Lemon Ginger by Lipton.
Are they sponsoring tonight?
Oh, how I wish. No. All right.
By sponsoring, you mean making sure that we never mention their name again.
Yeah. Here's some cash. Never mention our product again. Right. Okay, so I believe how where we left off last time was you guys were actually in one of these canoes. And the water level had dropped low enough. He waited for a certain time in the day to take you out to this mesa. And it reveals a partially submerged cavern, now less so submerged as the water level had dropped. I think we stopped right there as the little kayaks were going in. Right.
Yes.
There was one other thing.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
There was one other thing, which was there was a city beneath the water where all the dragons lived, or something was moving around anyway. But Yong declared it to be an underwater dragon city, which is perfectly normal and natural. No need to worry. I'm sure nothing will happen to us there.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I just found a script here. Trying to award a Benny from the character portraits doesn't seem to work. I can do it another way. I hope
it's probably through because of Deadlands having different color chips.
Yeah. Probably so. But I can award it through you through the character selection screen seems to work just fine. Something
to okay. Well, it's not like we're going to get plenty of bennies anyway, so it won't be too much of a problem.
I don't know what you're talking about. We might get millions.
Okay, so he begins to paddle in, and young Jean Lu starts having his Vietnam flashbacks.
And who's paddling the canoes then?
I've got one, because I actually have a boating skill.
And I guess Seldon Strath must be doing the other one then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for now, we will puppet Sharon's character, and she's there. In a boat, since she was there in a boat the last session.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I look around and wonder which one of us has the puppet skill.
That would be the GM. I have all the puppets. Yeah, Sharon could not join us tonight. Unfortunately, her plane was delayed by 2 hours in this crappy, crappy winter storm that we're getting now. Yay.
Hey, can you identify what day it is by the weather report that we were giving? You win a chip if you do.
Mm-hmm. The news over the internet, all for you. It's like the Marvel No Prize. Yes. All right. So, I'm sorry. Who was in the boats again? Who was in the leading vote? It would probably be Strauss. And since he's someone played the love card on him, Strauss and your doctor would be certainly in that one.
And then Eddie, I guess, seeing as we need
probably
James.
Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah, James, sounds good.
You and Wimatai in the second. So he leads you in, and young as you start to get the shakes a little bit as you're descending in, for what all purposes is another cavern. It is actually not that bad as through the entrance. It is dark as he lights a lantern along the way. There's easily two more boat lengths around the sides of your boat, so it's not a very narrow channel. But that's not what relieves the tension for you slightly. It's that once you've gone in, floated in, oh, good 10 feet, 20 feet or so, it opens up and you can see sunlight, or at least you think it's sunlight, twinkling in from the top. It actually is quite brilliant, almost more amplified than it was outside. And all along the walls, you can see the glitter and glint of the silvery sheen that the ghost rock gives off. But there is something at the extreme top end of the cavern that seems to be flooding the whole insides with light. So while you are in the cavern, it is incredibly well lit, and it actually feels like, like you're getting natural sunlight down here.
And how tall is this cavern?
It's cathedral ceilings. They stretch up very high. It's his lantern doesn't quite illuminate all up, and the sunlight that's kind of coming down is like it's as if the light is being seen through a badly made glass window. You know, glass at the time, some of it was really well made, but some of it had ripples in it and would fracture the light and cause little rainbowing effects. That's kind of what you're seeing.
Now, say this is mesmerism.
Yes.
I am already mesmerized by the delights of the sun above.
And yeah, he points out, well, here's the mother load, folks. Oh, he rubs a hand against one of the walls, and some of the stone flecks off, and he pulls a chunk of ghost rock out of the wall. So that way, take what I can get out during the tides right now. I'm hoping to be able to get them newfangled diving suits out here at some point in time once I can properly get this claim laid. Right now, he takes out just a small prospecting hammer and just chips a few off the side of the cavern. We just take what we can get. It's safe for about an hour. If you mark the time that we started, you manage to get here. I'll show you the trick of it, but you got about an hour of safety before the level of the water starts getting up. You can push it to an hour 10, hour 15, but past that, you could be swimming out of here.
Does the whole cavern here fill up?
Well, he moves his lantern around, and you can see the glittering on the walls. And, as far up as the lantern shows, it glitters on the walls. It's like a constellation of stars all the way up. So it's a pretty substantial load.
Does the whole of the cavern fill up with water? I mean, when the tide comes in, then.
Well, I never stayed in to find out because I never, we saw some of them things swimming around in the water there. I never wanted to swim out to the cavern entrance, so I never stayed in to find out. But if you look around at the water level, he puts his lantern up as far as you can see. The water level does rise considerably, but you can't really tell if it goes all the way to the ceiling.
You should be able to tell from how worn the rocks are.
If you could reach up that high, sure.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking that you could stay in the boat. If you missed a tide out, then you could stay in the boat for the duration and then come out again.
What if it does go all the way to the top, though? Then I'd have to swim out, and them critters in the water don't look all that friendly.
I am sure the dragons will not disturb you at all, providing you are.
Dragons!
I'm sure that's what they were in the water, yes.
Strokes.
They are.
I'm going to need a bigger boat.
They're not sharks. Well, I mean, even if it does, I mean, the sunlight at the top, you could climb out the top. Could you not?
Oh, no. That there light that you're seeing up here is solid rock. It's some kind of crystalline, what the geologists call it, some kind of clear rock up there. It's mostly covered by shrubs, so you can't see it too much from the top. But I did, I climbed up there once to take a look and see what was causing all that light. It's a big boulder. Made out of this clear like rock. It chips fairly easily. Certainly nothing like useful like diamond or anything.
So it is not. It is not an open cavern.
Oh, that big boulder there caps the top of it.
Yeah. Young pales visibly, obviously.
Could fall down and crush us at any moment.
Make this a big
sounds
splash.
Like a most unusual geological structure.
Does Luke have any kind of geology skills?
Nope. Don't be silly. I've got a nose for the rock. That's about it.
Oh, that's sure. I mean, you'd probably come across of it. He's, name of it just went through the GM's head. But quartz, that's what I'm trying to think of. It's probably a quartz load.
Sounds like a load of old quartz.
It's awfully large chunk of quartz, but that's what you're thinking of when he says, translucent rock, but nothing that's precious. And it's not a precious stone. It chips like rock. You're thinking, it's probably quartz.
Hmm.
Yeah, no real commercial use for quartz yet, other than, you can shape it up and make it look a little pretty, but it doesn't have the hardness of diamond and certainly not the rarity.
But the idea of this cavern of ghost rock topped at the top by quartz just another fortuitous setting.
Yeah, well, this here's my millions. He pats the walls.
Can we see the whole chamber?
Not quite. I mean, the illumination from the top, gives you like this diffused light, but it really doesn't illuminate much. So, I mean, like you can see the impression of the chamber, but you really can't see a lot of detail unless you're close enough that your lantern can illuminate it a bit better. It's kind of like, I guess I liken it to like twilight. It's like there's light, but it's really diffused and
it's
not awfully
that.
Great for viewing things.
But there's no, I can't see any passages or anything else heading off.
No, not that you can see. If you ask him, he'll say, well, I've circumnavigated the inside with the skiff, and I haven't been able to find any other passages in or out of here. It seems like this here mesa is hollowed out for the most part, and that seaside cavern must have split at some point in time, allowing the water to come through. And if you manage tides just right, As I said, you got about an hour in here. Nope. Anyway, he looks very impressed as he's pointing out all the features of the cave.
This is quite a motherload indeed.
It's certainly a large amount of ghost rock. And other than the flooding, fairly easy to mine.
Perhaps myself and possibly, we would need to take a boat. We should go and have a look at the outside at the top, just to see. Yes, I think that is a good idea. But
Certainly. We should get going then, so there's enough daylight to view it.
Yes. So there are no other entrances into this place that we've seen at all.
Well, not that I know of. I suppose deeper down, the mesa goes down plumb to the sea floor. So, I mean, there may be other underwater caverns, but certainly none that's accessible by boat. I couldn't swear to it. I haven't swam down there. As I said, I don't like the looks of those. I mean, even now, looking down, you can see some odd sea life. None of them are terribly huge. They're not posing any problems to you in a boat.
Do we see any houses or any structures underneath?
Mm-mm. Not in here. Not inside the mesa.
Does the ghost rock book go down below the waterline?
It does. Yeah. Hmm. Where the lantern light and the diffused light kind of, you know, gets a little bit below the surface of the water, you can still see the glints.
It will be...
I might do something about that, but I can't.
Do you want my epiphany card so that you can have a D6 and swim?
Don't think it'll help. Let's play Get a Clue so we can find out what exactly the secret of this place is.
Secret of this place is there is no secret. It's just a ghost rock mine.
Actually, with Luke... Mings with the nose to the rock. I mean, you've spent some time as a miner. You've probably come across geodes before, which, you know, look like lumps or rocks or even boulders. And if they fracture, you smash them. Insides are filled with crystal. You're kind of, you know, the mesa is kind of reminiscent of this. On the outside, it's just a rocky cliff, and then you've got all this crystal and ghost rock on the inside.
It's a freaking huge geode.
Well, this is Savage World, so. Deadlands as well, so you never know.
Yep.
Yeah.
A little bit of Deadlands trivia, too. Something that historians find fascinating is that until the Great Quake, Ghost Rock didn't exist. There's no reports of Ghost Rock ever being found before the Great Quake. Just a little Deadlands.
Yeah, it's all those souls murdered in the Great Quake who crystallized themselves into ghost rock form.
Well, yes. This looks very secure. We do not need to be here any longer. Yes, that is true. We should.
Yeah, he leads the way. Rowing the... the fragile little boats through the filling chamber. So, yeah, you still have a fair amount of daylight as you get out if you want to. Of course, you're not exactly prepared for a climb, and it's unless one wants to try and freehand it.
I'm sure someone could climb up quite easily.
Oh, I'm sure someone
could. He went up there before, so, I mean, how did he get up there?
Oh, he was prepared. He brought rope and some pitons and... He didn't leave anything on the surface because he didn't want people to know. You know, he's trying to leave it as pristine as possible, so it looks like any other mesa.
Well, I guess not that, then.
How did he come across this mesa?
Purely by luck. He is actually not only a prospector, but he actually is something of a geologist. And the formation on the top, he relates a story, was intriguing to him. And he noted that he could see a void since it, you know, it was translucent. He cleared away some of the scrub. He noticed there was a void underneath it and, you know, figured, well, hey, this mesa is hollow. And so he
basically spent several days just marking off tides and, you know, seeing how the structure was made, and just happened upon the entrance on a day of a low tide.
I was very lucky.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was out here prospecting to begin with, looking for likely sites, and just the crystal boulder up top just caught his eye. And being something of a geologist, just was interested in the formation and led him to this great discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So why have you not claimed this place already?
Getting the paperwork for it's been a little dicey. And as I said, I've been having to chip away to get the funds, too. I mean, this area is patrolled by pirates quite frequently coming through here. They'll use these little side estuaries to make surprise attacks on trade boats to come through. So I needed to get together enough rock to be able to hire guards such as yourself. And once I make that claim, I mean, make no doubt that knowledge will get out pretty quick, and I'll have to have something in place already to defend against any comers.
But you will not pick the mesa as your claim, right? Claim an area.
I have to claim the area, yes.
Right, so not just this. Why not claim the Ghost Rock Mesa and a few others in the surrounding area?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, the place where the cabin is, of course, claiming that as well. But even so, it still paints something of a target.
Well, people claim places all the time on the hope that there is thing there, that there is something there for them. Do they not?
They do. But in these waters, as I said, they're pirate-infested. That information, I'm sure that they got people in the assay offices that pass that information along. So any possible claim, they're going to be on the lookout. And if we start showing rock, they'll attack.
Hmm.
So I've got to have the place set up first before I make my claim. Got to have some good people in line. Got to have some defenses.
The mesa that has a cabin,
mm-hmm.
How close is that to this mesa?
I mean, it's close, but like it's not within easy sight. I mean, you've got a lot of other mesas in between.
I'm assuming there's a mesa that has a very good line of sight to the opening.
Yes, yeah, which is the one where the cabin is, and why they have spyglass set up there.
Okay.
So they can keep track of the neighbors that are closest by, like the fort that's close by, mm-hmm. down there, as well as the main, we'll call it, artery that a lot of the ships come through.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is still kind of off the normal track, but you still get captains that will go in not well-known travel routes just to avoid pirates. Sometimes that backfires.
Right.
I do not know what you want from us. This seems a very inaccessible place for miners, for anybody to come.
Well, you leave that to me. What I want from you now is to basically sit on the place, inform me of anyone that might be taking too much of an interest while I'm gone, routing up some more supplies. As I said, I need a week from you, possibly two, as we discussed, but no more. And, if it comes to dissuading some people that get a little too close, I'd appreciate that. But mostly, I want you to not be seen and to see what you can. Keep an eye on the fort. Keep an eye on pirates come through. You notice that log book. If you guys remember, they were keeping very careful logs.
Yep.
Write down everything you see in as much detail as you can.
This is not at all what was discussed, I didn't believe.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that he wanted you for security. That's
right. He wanted us to consult on security.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that is different from guarding a place.
Well, keep an eye on what's going on. Let him know what you see, and then what you would suggest.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, he's saying he needs to set up. Once he has the claim, the fact that he's here will be known. Okay, so that's fine. We don't have to be secret anymore. But before that, he needs to have in place. So I need men to protect me. I'm going to need, well, for the mining, for instance, we're going to need underwater gear. So, like, how would you protect this setup? Okay, there's the mesa. I've shown you the mesa. How would you protect this? Knowing that I've seen pirates, we got a fort over there, which may or may not leave us alone. Likely they'll leave us alone. And then anything else you happen to notice while you're here, as far as looky loons and possible claim jumpers, etc. And so you write that down, and then you tell me how best I can defend this place and what I'm going to need. How many men, what kind of structures, whatever you can suggest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's thinking about the AAA at the cabin.
I recommend you don't hire drunks. Yes, sir. No drunks.
Yeah. Stay away from me.
And you might want to put a bar up here. For all those non-drunks that you're going to hire.
Yeah. I shrug then. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well. He's going to, unless you guys want to go back and get climbing gear or Young wants to walk up the side of the cliff, he's going to boat you around just to give you more of the layout of basically the area that he's going to claim. So you have more of an idea what's needing to be defended.
Yeah. I would say don't have this mesa as the center of the claim, because then everybody would know that's the center. That's what's more important. Kind of keep it on the side.
Well, how would you think I should do that? Because we're going to need mining machinery. As I said, we're going to need diving equipment. And it's going to be kind of difficult to hide all that. I suppose we can do it on several mesas at once. Kind of disguise which one's the real Easter egg, I suppose.
Yeah, that'll probably work out better.
And as you see, the other problem we have here is I don't got any real steady landmass. I mean, we've got all these mesas to work on, so we can... we'll be able to put more housing and lookouts together, but there's not a great deal of land mass out here. Maybe thinking some floating structures, perhaps, but don't know how that would work. I'm not an engineer. Might need to hire one.
Maybe.
But you were saying, you had an idea there, son.
Yeah, I mean, you can do claim a quite large area, and then just concentrate your defenses, you know, protecting this one small area. This way, if you claim a large area, they're not going to be sure exactly where in it this place is.
Well, fair enough, I suppose. I have to do a bit more mining to get the funds together to claim that large of an area, but if that's a good suggestion. I'll note that. He does take out a little pocket notebook and writes this down.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just a quick question. Have you checked the other mesas to make sure they're not also geoed like this?
Well, yes, as well as I can. I have not found any more sea caves that have showed me anything of interest. There are other caves. Some of them go plumb through the mesas. They're not hollowed out like this one, though. Of course, I haven't done any diving. I mean, certainly there may be more below what's exposed in low tide. It's another reason why I was thinking about, as he's basically, you're paddling around what he's going to claim as an area.
We don't see any other ships in the area, do we?
Right now, no, but you have seen some.
Okay.
Not particularly close, because once again, you're kind of in a fairly narrow passage. Definitely, this is flat bottom boat travel through here. Otherwise, you might catch on some of the debris of the sunken cities or sunken towns below you. Okay. So smaller craft can come through here fairly easily. Larger craft would have a problem, and it is not in one of the major or well-known trade routes through here. Well, if you guys, he basically spends the next, the remainder of the day's light basically just paddling around, showing you what he would like to put a claim on. And it's going to be pretty pricey. I mean, prospecting on maces is a pretty ordinary affair, but usually the rock is done from the outside in. So, like, they will have gantries and, like, these little, and you think of these little motorized things like window washers use on the outside of, skyscrapers. And this is very common that they do mining that way. From the inside out, a little different. Poses some other issues.
Can we take a slightly different approach to disguising this whole thing?
My ears are open. What do you suggest?
Off the wall sort of idea is you make it look like you're building something else out here instead of mining. Set up some bridges between these here maces here and then make it look like you're setting up some kind of resort or something. Come and stay out in the amazing Mesa Village.
That Mesa there
happens to be where you set up a nice big hut, and then inside the hut you've got the drill going down from the top.
Well, you know, I've heard of some people setting up these way stations where boats that have been attacked or boats that are having mechanical problems can stop over and get some repairs, get some refueling, get some grub. I mean, we're out of the normal shipping lines, but I don't recollect there being any of those stations around here. Now, that might be an idea. Starts writing this down.
And if you get the woman and you got the fort right there.
Good.
You're all carefully. Don't avoid looking at Sarah.
Now, that would mean we'd have to do the mine in secret, though, and we couldn't use anything that would cause a lot of seismic activity. Like, we can't use powered machines on the inside of there, which would limit how much we could draw. But even so, you know, I'd be making a little bit of money from the station itself. That's a pretty good idea. Starts thinking about it.
Yeah. Boy, the pirates have really got no reason to come over here because, hey, look, yeah, that's just a, as you said yourself, a way station. Well, what do we care?
Strouth's floating cat house. I can see that. Yep. That's thank Luke game. For going there. Hey, yeah, don't you have somebody that might be a fitting madam for the place there? Certain businesswoman. Who's like...
Bert, in the other game you're playing, you're not sure about which PCs would be let certain events happen. Have you met us? That's what I was thinking. Have you met us? We would so do that.
We met eyes, House of Discipline.
Either in this game or with the checker. Yeah, they'll do that too, the checker. Yeah.
All right. Well, so you're discussing so just what you see. He really likes that idea because then, I mean, they're still going to be possibly open to pirate raids, but then that'll also mean that there'll be more people here and reasons for them to be here, you know? So I
guess
if we build some structures, I can attract more people, can have more guards. It's a good idea.
I'll also point out the pirates might come and use your place as well.
Mm-hmm. They may come and use it, right. They may actually pay to use it instead of just take things.
Right. That would make your ghost rock mining harder to hide if they were here directly on top of you.
Now, I thought about just paying off the pirates directly, but I understand for those that have tried that, they're not exactly the most honorable sort. You give them a little bit of money, give them a little bit of ghost rock, and they just want to take it all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that.
Well, it's getting dark. Let's get back to the cabin. You've seen the extent of what I want to claim.
Another potential thing you do, well, yeah, do the whole way thing, but there's sort of, look, we've got a little bit of a ghost rock mine in this one here, over in this other mesa over here, a little bit over here, so that will sort of explain how every now and then you come out with a bunch of ghost rock. So diffuse exactly which mesa it is that actually has the ghost rock by saying, we found some over here, found a little bit over here.
He's having big lights in his eyes. He's just thinking, I can call myself Little Vegas. All lit up. I can have a gigantic 20-foot Indian over here.
I expect
look, if you're up, we must die.
He's on the other boat.
Well, there goes Truck now. All right. He died, unfortunately.
So you guys get back to the cabin, which he's going to... I'm going to make some dinner. I'm a fair hand at cooking. If you all want to relax and discuss things, you go about it. And he breaks open a bottle of whiskey and pours it out for everybody and goes to work in the kitchen.
All right. Yeah, okay. I don't know what we have to discuss, but...
That's fine. If you guys don't have anything in particular, we'll just move along.
So, do you have any clue what we're doing here at all? We'll discuss with them. I don't know anything how we can do...
At this point, I think we're almost having a week's holiday.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Look around, see what's going on, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to take a bit of a boat around myself and sort of look at this place from different angles and sort of try and see what exactly is more visible from where, and hope she might be able to cloak some of that. But
you know. probably get the clue into the fact that he talked around town, and you guys were given basically, you guys had a good reputation as being heroes, that you probably wouldn't stab him in the back and take his stuff, and he desperately needs someone else's viewpoint on what to do with this area. The guys that were here, he trusted them pretty well, but they didn't even know the site of the place. You know, they thought they were just looking out for, you know, he's possibly going to claim something in this area, and he just wanted to know what was happening here. So anyway... Being the goody two-shoes heroes that apparently the city is painting you as being, he figured you were trustworthy enough.
Well, we knew all of this pretending to be goody two-shoes is going to pay off.
Yes.
It's going to pay off this big. Woo!
Save one city, and then you've just got a ticket you can write. All right, so yeah, if you guys don't have anything else, you know, you guys have a great dinner. He is an exceptional cook, and the larders here are pretty full. It's not just you know, the stuff that you would expect, you know, dried meats and stuff, but he's a good enough cook that he can reconstitute it into something that's quite edible and very tasty. Lots of root vegetables, plenty of alcohol put away. he breaks out a bottle of wine for dinner. He's an exceptional cook. If this guy wasn't so big into the ore mining, he could probably make a name for himself doing that. But enjoyable meal. He tells you that, the ship will be back tomorrow, and I'll leave you guys here. I'll be back in a week. See what you have found. Might bring some materials with me. Look into some of these great suggestions you've had so far. And then from there, we'll negotiate whether or not we can use you another week, or if you even want to stay another week at that time.
Get some of those decent steam engine boats out here and plot a course through some of these mesas. You have a hell of a race on your hands.
Writes that down. Imagine in some kind of betting would go on with this.
Yep. Probably.
Contact the funny people in Elspeth Town. They might be able to help with something. You might blow up, but they might help.
Well, blowing up just brings more people.
Exactly. Because, you know, we all have faces for the blowing ups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I firmly believe that that's the entire sport of NASCAR.
Yep.
You're waiting for the accidents.
That's as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
You know,
otherwise it just go in circles.
Yeah, I just wonder why they just haven't thrown in the towel and said, okay, we're going to arm these puppies.
go
full fledged auto duel. Talk about ratings. Anyway, so next morning, actually it's a late morning, almost afternoon before the boat comes by. So you're treated to a breakfast by him and lunch as well. If you guys want to do anything during that time, you're welcome to. But somewhere just right before noon, boat comes by with some more supplies. It is the Gypsy Queen 2. same boat.
Where'd they get supplies from in a day?
Oh, just right down through the main channel. They just did some, there's a couple of waypoints. They just stopped off and got some stuff. Nothing major, just more dried food. Some root vegetables.
That's what it took us a week to get here.
Yep. You know, he didn't go all the way back. No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's basically, he's, if there's anything else you need before I go,
Fishing pole. Try and catch a dragon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's actually, there's some fishing poles, some nets, some spears. Good way to get fresh protein instead of all that frozen stuff. Not frozen, but dehydrated stuff.
Salted.
Salt.
Yeah, salt. Yep. Yeah, you probably got some salted fish in there.
Does he want us to go into that cavern and pull some Ghost Rock out for him for the next time he comes back?
I'd rather you not. Once again, you got the run of the place because I want to know any insight you can give me. But I'd rather not, just to limit the amount of exposure of people possibly being seen going in and out of there. But I'll leave it to your discretion.
All right. No, just curious. For this way, you could get a jump on, the money that you need.
Well, I'll leave it to you, but I don't really don't really want to waste your time and talents as just a mining operation just yet. I'm more interested in how to secure the site.
Okay.
But again, I'll leave it to you. And he says goodbyes.
Bye.
Anything you want to get off the Queen before it departs, by the way? Your
gyrocopter?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Your copter is still there, although I don't think you had did you get that running yet?
No, the copter itself is kind of broken. I'm going to merge it with the balloon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a balloon, I believe.
You do have a balloon.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a balloon. That's a good way to scout the area.
Bringing all kinds of attention to yourself.
Well, I mean, we do have time. You could probably work on the copter.
And they got plenty of ghost rock to help fuel the engine. Yeah, the problem is materials. I don't exactly have an engineering bay here.
Take part of the shack that we've got. I'm sure that's more than enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that tin roof will just make a great skin for this copter. No problem. Just cover up all those bullet holes just as easy as you please. All right. So, if you've nothing else, he will take his leave of you guys. And
sorry, the machine gun that we got, you're going to take that off?
Are we?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't see the huge point of it.
Yeah, as you look through the logbook, you notice, an army of people came through yesterday. And
there've been people here already for a while, and nothing's really been attacking them. So,
right, but we've turned up, and everything that's happened happens when we
turn. Well, sure, mainly because we're PCs.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you don't think it's a wise thing to take it, then we don't take it. It was just they suggest.
Where's the fun in that?
Good enough.
Last thing we want is to be properly prepared for something.
Okay, so you're left with a bit more supplies just to top up what you already have there, which is a fair amount. And he takes his leave, promising to be back in a week.
Okay. And a week later, nothing happens. Mm. And so we.
Yeah, I was just wondering. So what happens when he doesn't come back in a week? Do we just stay here until we starve?
Well, you've got the boats. I mean, you could make it inland. You can get to...
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, we could always get to the fort if we really needed somewhere close anyway. Probably signal the fort.
All right. So, the rest of the day passes. Is there anything in particular you want to do? I'm assuming that you're just taking the time, looking around, keeping track of things, and so we can move along, unless you've got something in particular you want to look at. you wanted to look at the top of the mesa, sure enough, it's just a huge quartz load.
I'm very tempted to do the comedy scene where I'm standing on top of the quartz, jumping up and down on it.
Wonder how secure this is.
Yep. But no, I guess not. But yeah, I'd like to go and take a look up there just to see what's there and get a different perspective just to see. Mm-hmm. Also go to the other tops of other mesas just to see if we can see the entrance from anywhere else, just to see if it's visible, really.
It's pretty well hidden. I mean, doing your timing and looking at it when it was going to be exposed by low tide, can't actually see it from the tops of any of the other mesas. You'd have to be right down there at water level to notice it. Just because of the rock facing and how the shadows lie, you really can't see the opening. Tops of the other mesas do have, once again, the remains, broken remains of what used to be. This used to be all part of California's coastline, and there were buildings and a city here. There's lots of busted up remnants of houses. Most of it's been flattened by the weather or the quake, that sort of thing. But there are, there's various materials. There's a poor single mailbox still standing on top of one of the mesas.
I check inside to see if you may have one. It's already in this.
No, but there was mail delivered just a week ago for some reason.
Dun, dun, dun. Nobody stops the post.
The only other interesting thing about the huge quartz boulder that kind of caps the thing is that he did take some of the shrubs and encouraged it to grow over it some so that it doesn't glint very much from the sides. Like, if you were flying over it, you would see all the glinting, but if it's more horizontal, it doesn't really do that. It doesn't draw attention to itself now.
And as I said, I'll be just sort of scattering around in the area, sort of seeing which directions the mesas are. Does, in fact, even the mesa itself is visible from which directions. And
sure. I expect that you're mapping it out and kind of plotting and doing certain things. Yeah. But if you guys have nothing in particular other than that going on, third night, after you figure nothing out who happens. In fact is the worst nothing cook happens. Amongst you. Yes. So who actually is the worst cook amongst you?
I actually did intend to take cooking as a skill. Intended to. I haven't.
If Young is contemplating potential nuptials of Weimatai, she is definitely not going to be the cook of the household, because when it's her turn to cook, you basically get the dried fish just that way, not rehydrated, just on the plate with a raw potato.
Oh, you do have the epiphany card, Richard.
Yeah, Richard could be the cook. The gourmet chef.
No, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to play and take D6 in stomach food. Stomach pneumatized cooking.
Delicious. Still delicious. Yeah. Okay. So on the third night that you're there, with very little happening, you do see some ships moving in the distance, but none come all that close to kind of the small tributaries that you're on here. Everyone sticks mostly to the main line. Some of them do come into the channels, but not, once again, not all that close. There is activity at the forts. Occasionally they're doing drills with their cannons, and they've got formations outside, but they don't seem to pay any attention to this little cabin up here. But on the third night,
I did think of something when you said, sure. Hey, it's night. And that was just, hey, let's go to another mesa and see what sort of light shack gives out when we're looking at it at night.
Okay,
just to see how visible it actually is.
The boulder?
No, the actual shack.
Oh, the shack. Unless you guys open up the shutters, it doesn't really give off any light. There's wood shutters that cover all the windows, so if you have light in there during the night, it's not seen at all. Of course, if you do light the fireplace, you can see smoke coming out of the chimney.
Yeah, but that's I suppose that might be.
All right. Well, let's get the third night out of the way first before we do other meaningless things, because I'm sure nothing will happen.
So on the third night, whoever happens to be up, it's not all that. Well, actually, yeah, it's let's roll to see here. Everybody just here. Never mind. I'll do it this way.
It's Sarah. Sarah's up. She fails to report whatever happens.
Actually, it's Young happens to be awake.
Young felt or whatever happens.
Yep. Seems to be just before midnight. There is an orange glow that's reflected on the eastern sky.
How far away? I mean,
and yeah, there's kind of a rumbling that can be heard in the distance. And remember, you do have a spyglass.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, get out one of the.
Is eastern towards where the geode is, or
east is towards the camp? The fort.
The fort.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Ah. Fort's on fire.
Possibly. Yeah. So, yeah. Get out.
He said things happened. They fire stuff off at the fort every now and then.
Yep. Yeah, if you take a look through the spyglass, what you're seeing, there's faint flashes of cannon fire in the distance. This is just before midnight.
Is it directed in our direction?
No, no, not at all.
Can I see what they're shooting at all?
Unfortunately, let's see.
No, I mean, it's a long distance away, no, and no, it's sure in the cracked maze. That's fine.
Are they firing up or down?
Firing more inland. You can't really tell if they're going up or down or not. You're just seeing basically the flash of the cannon muzzles.
And that's how San Diego became ruins.
Yeah, I will wake up whoever's meant to be next on watch after me and say, hey, this is going on now. I don't know whether you want to pay attention to it or just slap me for having woken you up and go to sleep, but this is what I'm doing, showing you. And then I'll keep an eye out. I will pay more attention to that direction.
Sure,
I will keep.
Go ahead and give me a looking better low roll there.
Would that be fighting? Because I'm good at that.
You look better with your fists. With my fists. Yes, yeah. You look great.
Woo!
Unfortunately, the darkness of the night and the muzzle fire is just kind of catching on the clouds. It just obscures too much. You're just not able to see. But you do hear now that there are lots of gunshots being fired off as well. Sounds like hundreds of gunshots.
That is
look at
probably
the calendar.
Not
is
something.
The 4th of July?
That is probably not something we can deal with. And now you are all going to regret that we do not have the
Gatling gun.
Machine gun.
What's his name said that they did this every now and then. So meh, whatever.
Right, not firing off hundreds of gunshots.
And certainly not in the middle of the night. Yeah,
that this would be, hey, we're under attack. So yeah, as I said, I wake up the person. And I've already woken them up and said, hey, look at this. I go and wake them up again. Hey, look at this. It's even worse than it was. And I thought it was.
Probably just the dragons.
We should definitely go and investigate. Come on, get up, dragons. We must go and see.
Save the dragon. Save it.
I will say that through the last few days that you know that there is a mesa that you can get. If you get to the top of that mesa, you can get a great look down onto the fort.
All right, let's do that. What the hell? It's not like we're going to get sleep at this point.
Yes. So can anyone actually pilot a boat?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. You can cram all four of you into one boat. It's going to make it a little unsafe, or you can take two.
Well, technically, there's five of us, but we'll leave zero behind.
Didn't Wigmatai pilot a boat when we were going into the thing originally? Into the rescue her mentor?
Yep.
So can she pilot boats?
Sure. We'll say she can, as long as it doesn't get too tricky.
Yeah, don't actually have the boating skill.
Yep, yep. As long as it doesn't get too tricky, it's something she's familiar with, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll keep her as a backup in case you get injured.
Yeah. All right, so you're taking two boats then? Or just the one?
Let's all cram into one. This will be fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, we would rescue you from drowning, but obviously we've got no space in this boat. Okay. So.
Sure, you are able to come to the ridgeline of that the mesa that you're going to get a good look at. Everybody can give you climbing rolls to get up. It's not too bad.
No,
you've got rope. You've got time, so you can fail. Just don't roll a natural one.
I rolled a natural one.
Oh dear.
Well, Illy did. Yeah. Not me. I actually succeeded. Woo!
Even for the people that did not succeed, it just takes you a little longer to get up there. But unfortunately, Eddie rolled a natural one.
Oh, we're going to have to whip dog smell.
The only person who passed was the guy who doesn't have the climbing skill.
Right.
Where's Wimitash? Oh, Wimitash climbing. Yeah, yep, she passed.
Yes, everybody gets up. Eddie, you slip.
Whatever.
Yep. You're plunging into the water.
It's only water. Until the dragon comes and attacks.
Yeah, exactly. there's some things swimming around you. There's some fins that break the water line and start circling you, Eddie. What are you going to do?
Climb again. Get over roll. To the rock.
I'll give you one more roll.
Another climb.
No.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah. So you're able to get up out into the water enough as some tentative nibbles come your way, and so slowly you make your way up the mesa. So now you guys have a better look over the top of the mesa. Did anyone think to bring your spyglass with you?
We would have. We're not that.
I would assume we would have.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're crouching at the ridgeline here, and you're looking down on a clash between two armies. Fort Rosser's Confederate battle flag still flies, though it's tattered by gunfire. The stockade fort is alight with flames, a great blaze consuming one watchtower and creeping along the walls in both directions. Yet the rebels inside continue the desperate fight, shooting in all directions and firing the few cannons that remain. Attacking legions flow around the fort in waves, sometimes mounting charges towards the walls, other times repulsed by the withering cannon fire. The entire scene is hazy with the smoke of war. Then the flag bearers of the Empire of Mexico march into view near the rear of the attacking host. Suddenly, a series of bright flashes rung along the opposite ridge, and a half second later, the sound reaches you, a quick series of thunderclaps. Cannonballs rain down upon Fort Rosner, killing a dozen or more men instantly and breaching the walls. As a horde of Mexican soldiers storm the breach, forcing their way through. Yep, looks like,
we'll be fine.
Well.
All right, now give me everybody who's taking a look. Go ahead and give me your notice rolls again there.
Well, I presume we're passing it around.
Yeah.
To see what's going on. So.
So two of us noticed things, not excitedly though.
All right. The two of you noticed, despite all the gunfire and the smoke that's obscuring things, that some of those Mexican army men are stopping to eat the corpses of the rebel soldiers.
Been there, seen that. Look over at Eddie. Been there, he's seen that.
What is it that you've seen already? You've seen another Eddie? There's another Eddie over there. That is not good. Look up. Is it the full moon?
Oh, apparently there's creatures over there working for the Mexicalians. Who are eating the dead bodies?
Another hoodoo thing?
That is not good.
I can't remember. We did find out something about the Mexicalians and the from the chap who sold us the food, but I can't remember what it was.
That they didn't like it. That there was. Oh, shut up for a second.
No, if you go ahead,
nope,
and say what you
don't
mean.
Remember that.
Okay. But the basis was that there are two Mexican armies. You've got basically the National Army, and then you've got Santa Ana's army. And it's been talked about that Santa Ana's army includes walk-in corpses.
Do walking corpses eat other corpses?
I know, I've been dead.
Mr. Occult Specialist, what do these sound like to you?
Sounds like The Walking Dead. I think.
Well, as you continue to watch, basically the fort is overran. And many more of these soldiers are being eaten either alive or...
I am reasonably certain we bought the machine gun specifically for this purpose if we were going to be overrun by Walking Dead. But let us leave it on the boat, you said. Well, I suggest we go back and hole up so that they do not come and investigate us. I do not know about you, but I cannot defeat an army.
I would not like to try.
And he's thinking, is my stomach big enough to eat an army?
How much will I be puking the next day? Is there enough alcohol to blind me?
Well, I'm pulled our boatman. Go on.
The fort, that's on the mainland?
Yes, it is.
And it's quite a ways away from us.
It is a ways away. I mean, not that far. That's why you're able to get a better look from where you are.
But it's not like they can just walk here. They have to go through all the water to get here.
Right. Yeah, they would have to go through the water. It's. I'm moving the... Are you guys still seeing the big California map? I'm moving the hand to about where the fort is.
All right. Let me get to the map again. Okay. That's... All right.
Yep. So you guys are really close to the Mexicali line. You're actually really close to also one of King's fortresses.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Actually, you do, because you would have heard the name Bear's Claw bandied about on court at some point in time.
Well, they told us that, hey, that is the nearest place to get a... Uh-huh. Message, but they didn't say that's Kang's place.
So. I think someone did mention that that was ran by Kang.
Yeah, I think so. We decided we shouldn't go there.
I really don't think they did, but okay.
All right. So anyway, yeah. So the fort is out on this promontory off the mainland here, and you guys are on the mesa away from it. Anyway, after observing all this, what do you do?
I am prodding the guy to take us back in the boat. Mm-hmm. We cannot defeat an army, as we said, while I think you were away and missed all of that witty commentary.
I don't think the army's going to come here, though.
They might if they see us, just to pick off stragglers.
Yeah, but we are pretty far away, and... They got to get through the water and back up this mesa.
Why take the risk?
Well, let's just watch for a little bit longer and see if they come this way. If they do, then we'll run.
Mm. To where?
Away. I think away is important.
Into the balloon.
We do not have the balloon.
Yeah, you guys did not take the balloon.
Didn't matter what we did.
No, you got the gyrocopter.
I thought we took both.
Oh, well, no, that he wanted to mix both, so I'll say if that's what you were saying that you were going to work on, then you have both. Sure, okay.
Yeah. We could not inflate the balloon in time.
No, that'd be fine. Still, forewarned is forearmed, so if we know they're coming for us, it'd be better than us just running away and hoping.
I shrug.
All right, so you're back at the cabin.
No, they did not. They said no. They didn't want to.
Okay. So you're just going to continue to watch?
Yep.
All right. Well, eventually what happens is the fort is completely taken over. The flag is taken down to be replaced with the Mexicali flag, and it seems like they are in the process of basically just taking the fort over. If you keep watching till dawn, come dawn, yes, you can see the fort is taking heavy damage through cannon fire. The Mexicali flag is flying proudly atop its mast, and the men seem to be now stationed at the top are now wearing the colors of Mexicali.
So the question becomes, well, one of the questions is, do they give a crap about having Americans over here on this mesa? Because the fort didn't give a crap about us. We don't know about these guys, though.
The question becomes, how soon after they discover that there is Ghost Rock here, will they come and kill the people who do that? Who have it? That is it.
Eddie and Luke, you guys both have military backgrounds, right? Or did Luke not? You do.
Luke does.
Okay, both of you roll me just straight smart rolls.
I don't have smarts.
Nothing comes to mind. No.
I think I drank a little too much.
There are plenty of chips there. But if you don't want to use them, that's fine.
Sure. I'll spend a chip. Right.
In your time, doing soldierly under whatever flag you soldiered for, movement like this that you've seen, them taking an objective like this, you're pretty sure that this is a staging ground. They took the fort to stage something here going onward.
Well, that's obviously not going to be a problem. It's just a staging area. I'm sure they won't bother us.
Well, I would assume they would go after Bear's Claw next.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it'd be hard getting an army there. Bear's Claw is another one of these little islands. It's not part of the main.
Oh.
They're more likely to go after Senita Rangers there. The next major town, really, on this map, this is a while away, would be City of Lost Angles. Good luck taking that. Hey, if they did that, they'd do it for us. Woo, on with the Mexicalians! And they'll probably take petition out along the way, but, you know, sacrifices have to be made.
All right, so you basically make your observations till morning. Now what?
Keep up.
Yeah, they don't seem to be any interest at all. I mean, they don't have ships, and no one is paying any real attention to the coastline. I mean, they do have lookouts, but they don't seem to really be caring too much about the Oceanside area.
There is one thing we can try to do if it's not too suicidal. Well,
that sounds
good. It'll probably be quite suicidal.
Then say it so that we know whether to do it or not. Do not just go sit there and not saying things.
Yeah, go over there and say, hi, we came over here, we had this arrangement with the Ford, we were going to come and say hi and have a bit of a cup of tea or sort of thing, and, oh, you guys are here. Hi, how you doing? Don't kill us. We'll go now. Just sort of see to sound out the area and see what it's like.
No.
You are white. He is... Yes. You will get killed.
Instead of suicidal. Right. Yeah, now you have to tell us what's suicidal. Yeah.
Because... If you do not tell people your ideas, they cannot then judge whether your idea is good or bad. So just saying, I have an idea, and then sitting there doing nothing is... Yes.
So do you feel better now that you know my idea?
Well, I feel confident that if you enact it, you will go off to your death.
I say we just sit and wait.
I do not know what we can do. I do not think he has his payday anymore. This close to what you have said is a staging area would be your idea.
Maybe that if you could register his claim with the Mexicalis instead.
He is a white.
Given
man.
That he's, if you want to also hear another terrible idea, given that is not going to get Mexicali, we could put a big dent in their staging area by blowing up the mesa and taking half this landmass with it. And by landmass, I mean California and Mexico.
It's an awful lot of Ghost Rock to explode, yes.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know if we can get out of range in time, though. Even if we put a very, very big fuse on them. Okay, we've got a week to get away. May not be far enough. But it would stop him.
Everyone, crickets chirping as he look at
you. I do not see the point in responding to that. So, yes. What do you wish us to do? What is your... How would you respond to that?
That's if we're kissing this claim goodbye.
It is not ours.
From what you'll be saying, you don't think it's going to be his either. So I might as well put it to some use.
Blowing up everything. You saw how badly it exploded when we did a small amount of it and some dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying everything for miles and miles around and creating a atrocity on the level of what you saw back at the Ghost Village when that man dropped the bombs to try and kill the armies. That is not something I wish to be a part of.
Oh, what's your big idea then?
I do not have one. I do not think there is anything we need to be doing.
So far, they've shown almost no interest in anything around them other than taking and holding the fort.
Do we know where what's-his-name was going?
No, he didn't say. Know by his timing that he couldn't be going back to Shannonsburg because it took you a week to get here from Shannonsburg.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, Lost Angels would be about a week and would be the next largest place. You could also make Perdition and back in a week, too.
Yeah. Or you could also have Death's Claw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or Bear's Claw. Yeah, true enough. So, yeah, I mean, there's some larger...
It looks like Death's Claw on them. So if we wanted to alert it, well, if you think there's nothing's going to happen to us in a while, then they're young, we can just sit here until they come back. Until Eldon or whatever.
I have no idea what they will do. I am not an army. I have never fought in war. You have. As has Eddie here. What is your opinion on this?
The opinion is they're using this as a staging ground, most likely for an attack further up the coast.
Okay.
But I don't have a good enough map of this area to know where the next place they're probably going to hit is.
Well, which territory are we in now?
Given what just happened over there, we're now in Mexicali. Go us.
And which territory were we in at any point before that? Was this part of something that they claimed as Mexicali, or are they going on a killing rampage to take over the whole of California?
Well, we know they're going on a killing rampage to take over California because we were told they were going on a killing rampage to take over California.
No,
it's the war of Southern aggression.
Well, you were told that was the rhetoric anyway, is that they wanted to take back all of California. But, yeah.
I went over there. Look, they're doing it!
Historically, government in California, it's fractured because California hasn't decided one way or the other. So you have both Confederate and Northern troops along California. And it also means that they don't really have much of a centralized government because of that.
Yeah.
Pardon. My cat's trying to kill me again. Stop. Ow. Steal it. Kill it.
So it's Tuesday then.
Viva la Mexicali!
I mean, we could try and go up to Bear's Claw and you can ask, use their telegraph and let the Confederates know that their fort's been attacked.
I do not know if that is... Well... Yes, I guess that would be quicker than going back to Shannonsburg and telling the Confederates who were there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, given the positioning of where the fort is and where Bear's Claw is, you're pretty damn certain someone's noticed what's going on so far. Now, whether or not they're going to, you know, pass that message along, there's pretty much no way that anyone in Bear's Claw would have not noticed.
Oh, I'm scratching. Yeah.
I mean, given that they've actually they're flying a Mexicali flag up there now, and
okay, it's hard to tell exactly on this map the distances and everything.
So. Yeah, Bear's Claw's very close. So once again, here's the little hand. The fort was on the end spur of this landmass there, and then you know Bear's Claw's is right next to it.
Right. Okay.
And given the amount of noise they made last night, someone would have been paying attention. Now, what they do with that information, I mean, you don't know. You have no idea. I mean, King is notoriously opportunistic. I mean, he may even be in on it. Who knows?
Yeah. I'm not sure what all our options are at this point, given that all we've got is these two canoes, and we're not exactly close to anywhere, and we're not expecting to see anyone for a couple of days yet.
I mean, just keeping your head low is perfectly acceptable. I mean, you know, I'm not expecting you guys have to do anything here. I'm just, you know, giving you the situation, you'd let me know what you're doing.
I would say stay low. Don't present a target. You might, and we'll survive.
Just keep a decent watch out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. So
I'm going to go fishing at some point.
Right. Keep an eye out. Go fishing.
Yes. Yep.
You will, in fact, catch some awfully strange-looking fish. Do you want to eat them?
Probably can't do any worse with my cooking school.
Yes. I'm not exactly sure if it's the fish or his cooking that actually kills you, but no.
Anyway, try it.
Robot Eddie. You're coming through all contorted there now, Chris. Oh, is his hour up? That's probably what it is.
Well, it's been an hour and a half. So.
All right. His does better than mine used to then. All right, so you guys are going to basically stay put, keep low, and just keep an eye out?
Sounds like it.
Okay. Give me a second here.
What happens if the PCs don't do the obvious plan of running away?
5 jugger speeds. Ooh, that's not good.
Stop drawing cards! And rolling dice. Stop rolling dice.
On the fifth day, and I assume you're still manning this mesa just to keep an eye out because it does give you the best advantage. What you see over the next couple of days then is that they are definitely establishing this fort as a supply line. You're now starting to see caravans come up through Mexicali Way. Lots of mules and horses and wagons carrying goods and foods, and a lot more troop movement. It looks like the unbridled might of the Empire of Mexico crawls northwards, unhindered by the resistance whatsoever. Tens of thousands of blue-coated troops in loose formation. A dozen armored steam wagons, fearsome cavalry, oxen pulling a supply line of wagons, and hundreds of cannons. And yeah, they basically are building a supply line, and they're starting to head north.
Damn it, why can't we have invented the wireless telegraph yet? Damn you, Elizabethtown. Get on it.
All right, so that's day. It's the fifth day. During daytime that you're seeing the supply lines being established and march north. So yeah, they're heading up this way.
Have we seen the same number of boats around the area? They haven't been stopping the travel somehow or taking shots at them when they've been in the area?
No, they're paying absolutely no attention to the seaside traffic. What you have noticed is that in the main tributary, what would be the main supply lines here on through the Shattered Coast area, is that there are a lot more ironclads out and about. And you guys have been around, you've seen many of King's vessels. Looks like King has stepped up patrols along the water side. But you don't see any other odd boats. Certainly, I mean, you have no idea what Mexicali Navy looks like, but you haven't seen anything that is unfamiliar to you.
Hmm. I don't know, because that probably means that the Gypsy Queen will be attacked on the way here or the way back again.
Well, King's Ironsides don't seem to be stopping anyone. They just seem to be more of them on patrolling the waters than you had been seeing.
But I can only think of one reason to put out more to patrol, and that is because he thinks there are going to be more targets to hit. That is, he is a pirate. I mean, he could, I suppose, be doing a show of force to show the aggressive Santa Ana force that they are not to be trifled with.
Or he's putting on a show of force to help protect the Santa Ana, because they're using their navy, they're using his.
And the other thing to consider is, while King is a pirate, he's also now one of the official leaders of Shan Fan. He is one of the three. Which he, you know, before that he was not a political person, but now he is, so that could shade things.
Well, then it would make no sense for him to be. Excuse me. It would make no sense for him to be trying to side with Santa Ana then. Because they are trying to take over the whole place and wrest it all back.
Hmm. Well, we have no idea of what's happening. It may just be that he's going to help Santa Ana with completely taking over. Because Santa Ana's fighting another force in Mexicali itself, right?
No. There are two
armies.
Completely
taking over.
Yeah, there are two armies in Mexicali, but they're not against each other. No, they're not against each other. That happened ago. That is past history. It's already been taken over, and now... it's all under one flag. Two different armies, but one flag.
People are hosed there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say we get in our canoes and we go to New Opportunity.
Where's that on the map?
It's the very, very top. On the coast. In our little canoes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we will get there in only a couple of days when it's... I don't know, 600, 700 miles away.
Maybe Mexicali just pledged to take all California back from the white folk. So you know the Chinese, fine. It's all those white folk that got to go.
Now, this does present a potential opportunity. If they're all focusing their attention over there, we've got a better chance of getting into Mexicali itself undetected and getting a hold of the next geo point.
That is an awful lot of army on the road.
Yeah, well, which means that there's less army in the town we're trying to get to.
It does indeed.
Presume is the church and the underground secret passage. So there'll be less there. We've got these boats we can go around the coast and come up from behind. I'm sure it'll be fine.
In the canoes?
Yeah. They'll never see it coming.
Yeah, I know that I did not.
Let's see, what is that? That's 20, 40, 60. It's about 60 miles in canoe to to Mexicali here.
Well, we just wait another couple of days and hope the Gypsy Queen turns up unmolested and then go in with the Gypsy Queen.
Honestly, I think that is probably the best option. Also, we will not have whatever his name, Eldon Strouth, trying to track us down.
Yeah. Well, if we die, we won't have to worry about that.
All right, so the mission is just to wait it out and see if your ride comes back.
Hopefully it's only another 2 days until the Gypsy Queen gets here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
So as you wait it out then, the supply lines continue to be better and better armed. More and more forces are on the march to the north. I mean, given the range of what you can see, you can't see what their final destination is. But that is an awful lot of troop.
They've also got some really big mountains in the way as well.
Yeah, that too. All right, but on the seventh day, sure enough, before noon, the Gypsy Queen 2 arrives again with Strouth on board. With many crates that he's having unloaded on the little floating dock that you had erected.
No, he isn't.
You had erected, but...
No, he isn't.
Hmm.
Because as soon as he turns up, we say, hey, look, they've just taken over this place. You'd be a dumbass to stay here right now. Don't unload your stuff.
All right.
Run away really quickly.
I assume you take him to the mesa so he can get a better look himself.
Yeah, and we'll also take and if he doesn't believe, we'll also take Captain. I've got the note here somewhere.
Beauregard.
We take the captain with us. Beauregard Munson with us as well. Good luck. Hey, you really don't want to stick around here.
I was wondering why there were so many patrols out. We got stopped a couple of times, but we weren't really harassed. Any idea where they're going?
North.
All right. Well, then. He looks over at Strouth. I guess we're going. Strouth just shakes his head and says, well, I gotta make one more canoe ride out. I got to be able to pay off some debts that I just earned while I was gone. You give me enough time for that? Beauregard looks at the two of you, or your party in general.
Do we want to take this opportunity again to Mexicali? Closest we're going to get. If we don't run away now, we're not going to get anywhere close.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
we're going to take care of all that.
We want to pop into Mexicali real quick.
All right, well,
do a thing.
Strouth, Strouth has apparently made some deals with some people that he needs to get money to, and
we're not going to be there and back from Mexicali in like a minute, so.
So he's willing.
Wait. Sorry, what are you suggesting, Jameis?
We popped down to
Mexicali.
You're
suggesting we go down to Mexicali now while he's trying to mine?
Yeah.
We're going to be there days trying to work out what's going on here. We've got no idea where we're going. We don't know where this church is. We've got no idea where this geo thing is.
Well, I just need the church. 6 o'clock. It's about noon
right,
now.
Right, exactly. We wait this out. We get him to dig out his stuff, and then we make a move after that.
There we go.
There is. Right. We could not even get We could not even paddle in the boat to the place and back again in the time it will take for him to finish his thing.
Beauregard, have you got some good maps of the area we can try and plot our course with and sort all that out while we wait for him to do his mining?
Of course I do. Of course I do. Yeah.
Then we'll do that.
I mean, they're mostly all naval charts, but, you know, there's still enough land masses there that you can work some things out.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. We're naval people at the moment.
All right. Let's take a break here. I need to use the restroom.
Yep.
Sounds good.
And I actually need to hang up the call to stop my recording, okay? So I'll grab everybody back in 5 minutes.
Dun, dun.
Okay. Perfect. Dun, dun, dun.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at thecommontech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.